This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show, and this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode takes a look at the month of August. An enterprise presented a five-part series showcasing entrepreneurs who have found their Merdeka. In this series, we spoke to entrepreneurs about their trials and tribulations, the battles they face, the blood and sweat and tears, and of course also money for our My Merdeka series. On our first episode, we featured Sasibai Kimis from Earth Hair, and she shared on how she went from working at the very top of the banking industry in New York to starting her own social entrepreneurship company, Earth Hair, here in Malaysia, and in doing so, founding her Merdeka moment. Here in this clip, Sasibai tells us why she decided to return to Malaysia after being away for a while, and how she feels that perhaps, for the first time, she has hopes about the direction of the country and will be treated as an equal in her home country.
I remember all the things that happened in my childhood, and I thought, why should I go back to a country that does not treat me as an equal, where I'm treated and loved outside of my country? You know, like when I was in the UK and the US, they're like, please stay and give us your brains. And then when I, you know, but then in my own country, it was like, oh, your brains are less valuable because of your skin color. And, oh, that's how I felt sometimes. So, but then again, I thought, but this is a country that I was born in. And when I came back to Malaysia, there was some kind of movement happening of like, I met a lot of my other Malaysian friends who had come back, who are, some of them are part of the new government now. And I thought, wait, and they're all from different races. They're Malay, they're Chinese, they're Iban. And I thought, if all of us have good intentions,
it can't all be bad.
Yeah, it can't all be bad. And the thing is, I always say this, I mean, if you want to make change, you need a nucleus. Because from one nucleus, other nucleuses will come along. But if there's no nucleus to start, then who makes the change, right? So not to sound like I'm some freedom fighter or anything, but I just felt that, you know, being a part of that, even if it's hard, I should try. And to me, the breakthrough came on a personal level last year, because for the first time, I actually felt that, oh, maybe I'm not identified as Indian anymore. I'm identified as Malaysian. And I won't be judged on my skin color. And I have that hope for Malaysia.
Following that, we are sticking with our Merdeka series, where we spoke to Afiq Iskandar and Jiman Casablancas of Tarik Jeans. And of course, you know, jeans are associated with cowboys and the American West. But local fashion label Tarik Jeans celebrates jeans culture in a much more Malaysian context. Here in this clip, both of them, Jiman and Afiq, talks about how their jeans are infused with Malaysian pop culture and can be worn by all Malaysians from all walks of life.
So that's what Tarik does. I feel like we took our relationship with denims as a country when it first came, Mud Rock and all that, we put it into context so that Malaysians can appreciate denim in a Malaysian context, you know. The goal here is to question, oh, just because, why do you have to dress up like a 1950s American miner? Because you love denim.
Yeah.
Understand? So, so that's what we are trying to work on, you know. What's our take? What's our cultural take on it?
Like you see me today, you know, I can say that I dress like a like an 80s or early 90s rock kappa band member. But someone would say that, oh, that comes from, you know, that age where, you know, there's Van Halen and Def Leppard and everything, you know. But at the same time, we do have that culture that actually embraces that and make it their own.
Yeah.
You know, the rock kappa era is ours, you know, and no one can take that away from us, you know. And with that music, it comes with the fashion, it comes with the heartbeat, it comes with the feeling, emotion,
philosophy.
Philosophy, you know, everything about it is very Malaysian.
For the people.
Hence our tagline, Denim Untuk Rakyat.
Denim Untuk Rakyat.
Yeah. Which is denim for the people. Yeah, I mean, regardless, because you could be, you know, halfway across the globe, you know, like, but still be Malaysian at heart and still wants to wear a local brand. Patriotism is in you. You don't have to show it off or anything like that. You know, you could look like a real Mat Salleh, whatever. But at the same time, you know, love everything that's Malaysian, you know. So I guess, and we do it for these people. And we don't have a line that says, you cannot wear this because you're not Malaysian enough. Yeah, you know, you don't eat tempoyak, so hence you're not Malaysian, you know. So no. Yeah.
It's also like how we see our demographics. Mm. Like I think that's transition came to being when we realized we started seeing our demographic as more than just numbers, more than just demographics. These are like real individuals who have their daily lives and all that. So we started working towards that.
And that's it for our August edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, the BFM app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.